Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boundaries in Marriage, Understanding the Choices That Make or Break Loving Relationships by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Fisting. John Townsend is a Christian counseling and relationship guide that applies the author's boundary framework to married life. Its purpose is to help spouses understand where one person ends and the other begins so that love, freedom, and responsibility can coexist instead of turning into resentment or control. The book treats boundaries as practical property lines that clarify ownership of feelings, attitudes, choices, and behavior. Rather than presenting boundaries as emotional walls or ultimatums, Cloud and Townsend position them as a way to protect both individuals and the marriage itself. Readers are guided to identify common conflict zones such as communication habits, pressure from extended family, financial tensions, and recurring patterns where one spouse overfunctions while the other withdraws or resists. Blending psychological insight with biblical perspectives, the authors emphasize that healthy limits support intimacy because they make room for honesty, consequences, and mutual respect within a committed relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book, important, and was evidences to take ever one. Firstly, boundaries is personal responsibility within a shared covenant. A central idea in the book is that marriage does not erase individuality. Each spouse remains responsible for their own inner life and outward conduct, even while committing to build a life together. Boundaries clarify what belongs to me and what belongs to you, including feelings, attitudes, decisions, and behaviors. When couples blur these lines, they often fall into blaming, rescuing, mind-reading, or trying to control outcomes through guilt or withdrawal. Cloud and Townsend argue that this confusion weakens love because it replaces freely given commitment with obligation and pressure. Healthy boundaries, by contrast, invite each spouse to own their choices and the consequences that come with them. This supports maturity. I can be honest about what I need. I can say yes without resentment, and I can say no without hostility. The emphasis is not on building distance, but on creating clarity. So generosity and sacrifice remain voluntary expressions of love rather than a loss of self. In the author's Christian framing, responsibility and freedom are not enemies of oneness. They are prerequisites for a sustainable, respectful union. Secondly, applying boundary principles to recurring conflict patterns. The book focuses on how boundary breakdowns show up in everyday marital conflict. Many couples argue about surface issues like time, chores, sex, or spending, while the deeper problem is unclear limits and unclear ownership. One spouse may overfunction, taking on too much responsibility to keep peace, while the other avoids accountability or reacts defensively. Cloud and Townsend encourage couples to locate the pattern. Who is carrying what? Who is not speaking honestly? Who is absorbing consequences that should belong to the other partner? Boundaries offer a way to interrupt the cycle by naming what each person can control and what they cannot. You can request change, express hurt, and state limits, but you cannot force a spouse to become different through nagging, threats, or silent treatment. The authors push readers toward direct communication and consistent follow-through so that expectations are explicit and behavior has predictable outcomes. This topic is practical because it reframes fights as opportunities to restore clarity and respect, rather than battles to win or evidence that the marriage is doomed. Thirdly, the role of consequences, limits, and saying no with love. Cloud and Townsend are known for insisting that boundaries are not merely preferences. They require meaningful limits. In marriage, that can be difficult because spouses often fear that any firm limit will feel unloving or will threaten closeness. The book challenges that fear by distinguishing between controlling a partner and controlling one's own participation. A boundary is not, "I will make you stop," but rather, "I will not engage in this pattern, and I will take action to protect what is healthy." Consequences are presented as a normal part of adult relationships, not as punishment. Without consequences, repeated harmful behaviors can become entrenched, and the more responsible spouse may slowly lose trust and joy. The authors emphasize learning to say no to disrespect, dishonesty, or destructive habits while still maintaining a posture of care. They also highlight the importance of saying no to outside demands that drain the marriage, such as excessive obligations, misplaced loyalty, or unmanaged commitments. In the book's Christian context, love includes truth and responsibility, so limits can be an act of stewardship rather than rejection. Fourthly, protecting the marriage from third-party pressures and enmeshment. A major application area for boundaries in marriage is managing external influences that pull spouses out of alignment. The book addresses how extended family, friendships, work demands, and even ministry or community expectations can distort marital priorities when couples do not set clear limits. In-laws are a common flashpoint. Decisions about holidays, privacy, advice giving, and conflict involvement can produce resentment if one spouse feels abandoned or overruled. Cloud and Townsend encourage couples to define the marital unit as a primary partnership, making mutual decisions about access and involvement rather than defaulting to old family patterns. This is especially relevant for couples who struggle with guilt, people-pleasing, or fear of disappointing parents. Boundaries also involve protecting emotional privacy, deciding what stays between spouses and what is shared with others. By establishing shared agreements, couples reduce triangulation, where a third party becomes the outlet for complaints or the source of pressure. The goal is not isolation from family and community, but healthy differentiation, so the marriage can remain a secure base instead of a battlefield for competing loyalties. Lastly, biblical and psychological integration for growth and repair. Boundaries in marriage blends clinical insight with biblical themes, aiming to show that healthy limits are compatible with Christian love. Cloud and Townsend present boundaries is consistent with a view of people as morally responsible, capable of choice, and accountable for how they treat others. This integration matters for readers who have absorbed the idea that being a good spouse means constant accommodation or avoiding conflict at all costs. The authors counter that misinterpretation by emphasizing truthfulness, stewardship, and the importance of becoming a whole person within marriage. On the psychological side, the book draws on common counseling dynamics such as codependency, enabling, and conflict avoidance, but it keeps the focus on actionable change rather than technical theory. The overall message is hopeful patterns that break connection can be named, addressed, and reshaped through consistent practice. Boundaries are framed as a path toward deeper intimacy because they create conditions for trust. When spouses can be honest, accept responsibility, and respect limits, repair becomes possible even after serious friction. The book therefore serves both as preventative guidance for healthier habits and as a structured approach for couples trying to recover respect and closeness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for married couples who feel stuck in repeating conflicts, as well as engaged couples who want to build healthier habits before problems harden into resentment. It is also particularly fitting for Christian readers who want relationship guidance that treats biblical faith as part of the solution rather than something to set aside. The practical benefits are strongest for couples who need clearer communication, more personal responsibility, and a better way to handle issues like extended family involvement, disagreement about priorities, or the tendency for one spouse to carry the emotional and practical load alone. Readers can gain language for what they are experiencing, along with a framework for deciding what to accept, what to confront, and how to follow through without escalating into control or withdrawal. Compared with many marriage books that focus mainly on romance, conflict style, or communication techniques, Boundaries in Marriage stands out for centering the idea of ownership, my choices, my feelings, my behavior, and the limits I set around what is healthy. That emphasis can be clarifying and stabilizing, especially for couples influenced by guilt, people-pleasing, or spiritualized self-sacrifice. Couples willing to practice its principles consistently are likely to find it a strong foundation for respect, intimacy, and long-term resilience. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.